Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
What's going on, everyone? Why am I having some sort of feedback tonight with Blog Talk Radio? Anyway, what's going on, everybody? It's, Monday? What's the date, Ms. Gabriella?
14th.
The 14th. Let me adjust something. Anyway, tonight's topic, why race culture is accepted in American society and what actually inspired that particular topic. And most of you have paid attention to the local media or even maybe in your area. There was a girl named Jada, 16 years old. She went to the news and stated that she was drugged and raped at a house party. And, you know, a lot of people, of course, felt bad about that. And they wanted to find out who the culprits are and wanted them to be brought to justice. Now, a lot of people got involved with it, of course. We want to discuss that, and even I want to discuss all the different angles of when people came to me telling me all these different variables and how easy it is to refute everything they were saying. Because, you know, in this younger generation, a lot of them don't believe in, you know, accountability for their actions. They don't believe in personal responsibility. It's always somebody else's fault for everything that they possibly may do because their priority is in the wrong place and they just haven't really lived life just yet. So we're going to do some little education about that tonight. Now, what's going on, Ms. Gabriella?
I'm good. Not happy about the topic, but I'm good.
You're not happy about the topic. Why are you not happy about the topic?
It's just a very sensitive topic for me and probably a bunch of other women because, unfortunately, this whole rape culture thing, it's almost like there's too much victim blaming in American culture, and I really don't agree with it. And I mean, I've been keeping up with the story, but I've kind of been avoiding it at the same time too, because it just stirs up a lot of emotion in me when I think about rape victims.
The thing is, you know, I actually had some guys too that told me, you know, I was trying to avoid this story. I didn't really want to look at it too much, you know, because they just don't like it. You know, you get what I'm saying? They just don't like the topic. They don't like everything that's going on with that. And especially if you pay attention to, you know, a lot of stuff that was being said, the way people were reacting and stuff like that. But, you know, I just kind of want to talk about some things. I got some calls on the line. You know, I know y'all ready to talk, and I'm going to let you on. But let me cover some things first before and explain my actions. 100%. So you know why I went the route I went or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, this story to me was like any other story that I normally do on YouTube. I look at the story, I give my commentary, I move on, right? Well, and now they have an update. I usually update the news story. Now, what happened with this particular story is that, like, somebody came to me and they said, hey, you know, one of the people that was possibly involved is on Twitter talking like they actually was part of it. So I said, okay, so they sent me the Twitter handle. I went and looked at it. Now, if I would have saw something on the Twitter handle and they were just talking in general about it, I was like, well, hey, people talk. But the person kept talking. The first thing that struck my attention was, well, she didn't say it was raped 2 months ago. That's the first thing that they said in, like, all caps. I said, okay. Then this person was, like, showing a link to Instagram and talking about, oh, here's the video and all this other stuff. They were posting pictures. They was doing all this stuff, and they was all going in on this girl. I mean, really just attacking. Yeah, she a hoe, she a thot, and she did this, and she did that. And they just kept going on and on and on. Like, and it was tripping me out was females. They were actually sometimes a little bit more worse than the guys. And, you know, part of me want to go a certain route with this, with what I'm saying right now, but I'm trying to stay away from it because, you know, it amazed me, you know, how these females, and I'm talking about some of the black ones, how they was acting, you know, with this situation. You know, then down the line, I kept looking at all the things that was being said. So I said, well, you know, if somebody's accusing me of a rape, why in the world would I be saying stuff like that, implicating myself as being in the area? Like, I would want to know, well, nothing to do with that. I don't want to say nothing about that. I say, man, I ain't do nothing. I ain't, don't even come to my page today. Y'all come here, I'm blocking y'all. I don't even want to hear about that junk. Don't talk to me about nothing. Nope, they kept talking about it. You know, the guy kept saying stuff over and over and over, thinking it's a joke, retweeting. So what happened, after seeing all that information, and then other people kept passing more information, did a video. And then after the initial video, the guy said, well, can he contact me? That's what he was saying. And I was like, well, look, anything you say to me is going to be recorded. So, you know, he said, well, you don't even know the half of the story. Now, some of the arguments they was having with me was this. Well, she wasn't raped because, you know, she was sending him messages calling him daddy and all this other stuff. Not once have I ever stated that that didn't happen. Not once have I ever said that she didn't know the guy. The fact of the matter is, she probably did know the guy, probably was involved with him some way, form, or fashion. I'm not saying that didn't happen. Not one time have I said it did not happen. But what I'm saying is if a girl is drugged, if a girl is drunk, she's not consenting to anything, it's considered a rape. If you are 18 and older, at least in the state of Texas, you're considered an adult. You cannot be having sex with minors. If you are 18 or older and you're passing pictures around online of minors, you are participating in child pornography. No matter what, who say anything, you're participating in a crime. So if I was him and I was like, I didn't do anything, the last thing I'm going to do is post pictures. The last thing I'm going to do is post videos. The last thing I'm going to do is make jokes about the whole situation. Now, some people could say, well, you know, man, you, one person told me, man, it's summertime, these thoughts running crazy, man. You don't even realize what they're doing out here. Man, nothing ain't changed since I've been, you know, y'all age. Nothing has changed. I know about that summertime. These females going buck wild, you know, fooling with dude to dude to dude. I know they got some females out here like that. Y'all don't know me. I don't give females passes on my YouTube. I don't. A lot of females can't stand me because I don't give them passes. I tell them how it is. If they act like a hood rat, they act like, you know, some sort of a hoe, I'm going to tell them about themselves. Same thing about dudes. I'm going to tell them about themselves. Y'all got me real screwed up, like thinking I'm just only one way, or I'm just for females. I'm just only for what's right. Now, I got one point I want to make before I take these calls. It don't matter if a chick is a stripper. It don't matter if a chick is a porn star. It don't matter if a chick is an escort / prostitute. If she does not consent, it's still considered rape, 100%. I don't care if you had sex with a chick during the day, and then later that night, you got a drunken idea or something. Because the thing is, these chicks, yes, they can lie on you. There's been many cases of women lying on men when it comes to rape. And not every case is a lie. Like, you know, I've done the story about the chick, Juanetta Gibson, lying on Brian Banks, had that man locked up 8 years or something that she was consenting to do at the time period. You know, there's been other men that's been locked up, you know, behind chicks, the straight line. Okay? But the difference with these men versus this, these men wasn't on social media talking crap. These men wasn't promoting or participating in rap songs talking about it or none of that other stuff. They didn't do none of that. They were just straight accused, and they was blindsided, and, you know, nothing they did implicated them or possibly made anybody think that they was a part of that. So that's the difference with a lot of these guys versus this situation. I mean, it's messed up all the way around. And I'm going to get to the parental aspect of this, because if that Jada was my kid, she wouldn't have been at no house party, period. Because as a parent, I know we'll go on them house parties. I know. And they got some old sorry, low-life guys that show up over there. You always got these little thugs that want to show up with their little pea shooters, you know, which is, you know, and I laugh at that half of the time. They don't even know how to hit nothing, send a mask. But, you know, they show up there acting like they know something and got their little drugs or whatever. And anything that happens in these house parties, let's say the chick don't get raped. These idiots bring drugs in there. Somebody, you know, neighbor call, cops bum rushing there, arrest everybody on some sort of charge. And you there. And you, so now you got some sort of record now. I mean, all kind of stuff happens. People get shot up because you got the wrong idiots show up there. But We want to talk about this in every angle, and I said tonight, anybody can call in. Everybody can have an opinion. But if you act stupid, you're cussing and carrying on, and can't act like a civilized adult, we're kicking you off the program. Straight up. We don't do that ratchetness here. So I'm going to go to the first call that's been holding on the longest, and it's area code 404. You're on the show.
Hey, how you doing today?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, Phil. Feel a little bad about two things. One, the Argentina lost the World Cup, and two, this.
Yeah, I heard about
this,
that.
Hey, excuse my language, jackass. Raped that little girl. Just like you said. If it was my daughter, there's no way in hell she wouldn't be at that party.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because, just like you said, I know what goes on. I've been young, too. We know what goes on at house parties. And also, if I don't care if she wears just the bra panties or hookers are wearing and all that. If they say no, if they don't give a consent, it's still rape. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Simple as that.
Give me a quick second, bro. Hey, Ms. Gabriella, do you have something humming in the background?
Oh,
no.
I'm sorry about that. I'm outside. It's me. I'm outside. I'm sorry.
No. It's not. Y'all was trying to figure out if it was on my end or your end. Had like a little humming. I don't think it wasn't my microphone catching no feedback or nothing like that. It's just kind of like when people are quiet. Anyway, so go ahead, sir.
Yeah. And also, this is, to me, that kid who was rapping about raping that little girl is nothing but a sorry-ass person who needs to be locked up, who needs to be, it's like, you rapping about it? It's like, really, you rapping about it? Do your mother knows what you're doing?
And let's play devil's advocate, because I'm going to play devil's advocate the whole show, because I'm going to take even what they're saying. They came up to me and they said, man, That wasn't even him on that track, man. But you know what? Why did he post that to his page then?
Exactly.
Let's say it's not him. Let's go on that argument. Let's say it's not him. Why would you support that song if it's not you, and then everybody's chattering about you being involved with it?
Duh.
I don't get the mentality, because that's not common sense. That's the first thing I wouldn't want to post nothing. That's going to show me supporting anything, especially if I ain't do nothing. I mean, it's like this younger generation, man, it just tripped me out how they just tell on themselves. Then they got mad at me because I just reposted what they put on Twitter. Like, I'm not anonymous. I ain't got no hacking skills like that. I know how to hack an account, and I know how to get into your cell phone.
Right.
I don't know how to do none of that. I just did old-fashioned watch and snapshot. That's it. And, you know, they were mad about that. Like, why are you showing what I write? Well, if you're supporting the dude, why are you mad that you're being shown supporting the guy?
Exactly. Why are you getting that? You're the one that did it. You did it. You did it yourself. You made the rap song. You posted it on Facebook because signed up on your, put a like on your page, by the way. And also, why would you put something on there like that? Why would you say, you don't know the whole story. That wasn't even him. Why are you supporting this, man? He did it. He did it. He putting songs on Facebook and on internet so he can make jokes about it. Rape is no joke, man.
It's not a joke.
That's the reason why a lot of rape victims don't even want to come out, because there's a stigma behind it. So a lot of especially nowadays, people say, oh, well, it's your fault, and you shouldn't have been there, and, oh, well, you should know better. Even though, I mean, a lot of girls are naive, and there's some girls, I mean, girls her age don't. I mean, she may have not she may have not thought that would happen to her. She probably thought, oh, well, these are some of my little high school friends. We're just going to have a good time. There's no way that she came in there knowing what was going to happen to her. And a lot of, I mean, when I was that age, I used to be upset that my parents wouldn't invite, let me go to house parties. But now.
Me too.
Now, you know what? Seeing all this kind of crazy stuff that goes on at these house parties, I'm actually glad I wasn't allowed to go because God knows what could have happened.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all that peer pressure, you know how kids are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, same thing with me, too. I'm glad that my mama said, boy, my mama and my grandmother, God rest their soul, God rest her soul, my grandmother's soul, by the way, said, no, you're not going to the house party because I know what goes on. I know what goes on to the house party. I know what goes on in the club. And I'm glad that I actually listened to my mom and stayed home, because one time on the news they shot up the club and also they shot up the house party. I know, and I've been up there before, and I've been in the house party before too. And they started fighting and carry on, and I left. And I left early because I don't have time for this.
Mm-hmm.
That we know what goes on. Just like I said, we know what goes on at house parties. It's just that peer pressure is a bitch. I'm sorry about my language again. It's a bitch. I know you don't like that cussing stuff, but it is.
Well, you know, this is the thing, you know, brother. Look, it's like at the end of the day, it had peer pressure no different than when I was the age. Like I said, everything
exactly.
I'm seeing today is just a repeat. It's just different people. That's it. I mean, they had all the same.
Exactly.
The difference between versus when I was the age growing up versus them is the internet. That's
exactly.
All the difference, because the internet has given people a voice and audience that should not get a voice and audience. And I'm going to tell you something, that little internet, you know, attention, to some people, it consumes them, and they can't handle it. Trust me. Some of them can't handle just a bit of it, or they go crazy. I mean,
exactly.
You have to know how to deal with that, you know, attention, and not to
mm-hmm.
get thinking more of yourself and thinking you somebody all of a sudden or whatever, because you're getting all this attention. I mean, because I was paying attention to the guy, the more and more people that start commenting, the more and more people that start, like, liking his page and all this other stuff, the more and more outlandish he got.
Mm.
And I was noticing it was an influx of attention. And this guy has never gotten that kind of attention on the internet before. Not like he's getting, you know, right now. So I actually watched. And, you know, somebody young that's not used to attention, of course they don't know how to really handle it, especially a guy. You know, women deal with attention better than us. You know, because they kind of used to it a little bit. But us as guys, we're not really used to that too much.
Me too. But like I said before, let me kill it. Let me ask you this though: where's her daddy in all this? Where is her daddy?
That's a good question.
Her
I
parents.
Haven't seen her daddy. Oh, trust me, it's
exactly.
A lot of areas I'm going to on this, because I haven't seen her daddy not one time, and this is a big problem once again in the black community that we don't have. There's no fathers around, because see, I'm gonna tell you something. I said this in my video. A lot of times, mothers will give their daughters a little bit more leeway than the fathers will. They say, oh, well, you know, it's not, it's her friends. And then, you know, as a guy, you're like, hell no. Because I know somebody.
Exactly.
Gonna
I know what
I know this,
about.
I know that.
Hell no.
Like, you ain't going nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Every guy, look, man, every guy that I've talked to about this particular subject, that's a father, they all say the same thing. Hell no, my daughter ain't going to no house.
Uh-huh. Hey,
with nobody.
Hey, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this too. Hey, I used to think with my private parts too when I was a kid too. So
yeah,
I
understand that. You know how it is.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
After you have that first little wet dream, or the first time you have that, sorry, lady, the first time you had that first jack session in the bathroom, you're ruined. And we know that. We know it. It's me. So it's like.
Yeah, I used to get mad at my dad too. That's the thing. My parents are kind of old school when it comes to parenting. So I wasn't even allowed to date until I was, like, you couldn't date until you're 16. Even then, you're not even allowed to go. You're not supposed to go to the house and everything else. I used to get mad.
Exactly.
But now I know.
Because as a dad, exactly. There's two things you don't want your daughter to happen to your daughter. One, get raped. Two, get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's two things you're trying to stop.
And,
you can stop that from happening.
What's so sad?
Well, go ahead.
And also, what's so sad about it is people glamorize and comic books and MTV, TV in general, the Nickelodeon glamorize teen pregnancy.
Yeah, yeah, stuff with teen, yeah, all that other stuff. You know, so and it goes right back to no fathers in the household, because we see when it comes to the boys and the girls. Because, see, it'll be my son, I'll say, son, you're not going around certain people. Certain girls, you don't want your son around. He'll say, hey, man, you better watch that little female, because that female's something else. You know, because you just know from growing up, you know, like I said earlier, it's the same game, it's just the players change. There ain't nothing new with this stuff. It's
exactly.
The internet. That's it. Another difference I see that, you know, versus us versus them, we wouldn't be sitting up here snitching on ourselves when we doing dirt.
Exactly.
We wouldn't go do that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but
yeah, man.
It's crazy. That's why, you know, I say, like, the police, all they got to do is sit back and watch they online profile, and they just sit up here and snitch on themselves. They ain't got to sit up here and do no investigative work. I mean, like I was telling Ms. Gabrielle earlier, they go beat up somebody, they show it, and they post it. They go rob somebody for their chain. They posted, hey, I robbed him of his chain. You know, it's like, and the police
are
like, oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, it just incriminates showing yourself a gun, showing yourself with drugs. Like, just easily to get, and no good and well, they don't know the legal process of obtaining a firearm, you know, and yet they're showing themselves with guns. The cops see that, like, oh, we're going to their house. I know that gun ain't legal, you know. I mean, it's like, I just shake my head at the situation. But, brother, I appreciate your calls.
Yeah.
I can get to some other callers. And
no
I'll put
problem,
you back
Phil.
On mute. All right, man.
Yeah, Phil, you have a blessed day.
All right, Ms. Gary, really want to say anything before we go to the next call?
I mean, one thing I don't understand, though, about this whole story, I don't know if you actually want me to get into the story yet.
Go ahead.
Okay, because I was reading an article, and there was some other people that were at the party, and they haven't said anything about it. That's kind of one thing that bothers me, because there's two types of evil people in the world. There's people that do evil things, and then there's people that see evil things being done and don't try to stop it.
I'm glad you brought that up, because it goes back to that ignorant, destructive mindset that's in the black community of the snitching. Oh, man, you know, you see something going on, you know, I ain't going to snitch. And, like, a true definition of a snitch is somebody that's doing dirt, get caught, and then they dime everybody out they were doing dirt with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a snitch. Not reporting a crime is not snitching. But in our community, this is why when black people get successful, they run the hell away from Negroes. Because with that attitude, why in the world would you want to build something in the black community and then you got all these, like, somebody's robbing your stuff, or they broke into, you know, your car or whatever. Somebody saw it, but I ain't seeing nothing because, you know, I don't be labeled a snitch. And then what prize do you get out of that? Because, you know, like some people who don't snitch, you know, like people take care of them, like give them hundreds of thousands of dollars and all this other stuff because they didn't say nothing. I mean, no, you don't get no prize in the black community for not snitching. So, like, what has that gotten to black people? Nowhere. But just destruction. But, you know, something wrong with you when you start saying stuff like that. You know?
I mean, the problem with a lot of that is that they're scared of retaliation because they feel like if it comes out that they reported a crime, they feel like something bad is going to happen to them. In a way, it's almost your own fault for living in a bad neighborhood in the first place, because you shouldn't live in a neighborhood where you can't report a crime and you're scared that you might get shot.
Yeah, I tell people all the time. Get your concealed handgun license, get to the shooting range, get good at it, make sure you can hit something, send a mass, and one of them little young punks come up to you, take them out. That's how I feel about it. Don't fight with them, don't argue with them. Hey, you can say, Texas got stand your ground laws, so I don't really play with them like that, you know, when it comes to, because they always try to threaten you and all this other stuff. It's like, man, you don't be threatening. I always tell people, I knew that from back in the day, you don't threaten old school people because they got a little bit more stuff coming for you. You know what I'm saying? But let me go to the next call. He's been waiting the longest. Erico 773, you on the show.
Oh, hey, what's happening, Advice?
What's going on?
Yeah. You know, I read online about a week ago a statistic that said that 60% of black girls have experienced some form of sexual abuse by the age of 18. Now, that's 6 out of 10, you know, black girls that experienced some sort of sexual abuse. So, unfortunately, you know, this stuff happens all the time, but it's, you know, the internet and this social media really brings out the worst in human beings.
Yes, it does.
Especially young people. Because I can't wrap my head around some of the things that people have been saying on Twitter, the whole Jada Pole thing, and her coming out, I saw a photo of her holding the sign saying, I am Jada. So she really is brave for stepping out and bringing some attention to this because, like I said, it's a lot of females out there that just don't talk about it, that experience that same, you know, might have experienced the same thing at a party or whatever, or took a drink and been drugged and woke up and didn't know what happened. But, man, it's I just can't wrap my head around it. And, so a question I would have is, I mean, what do you think is contributing to sort of the glamorization of rape, basically, you know?
Well, it's not just that. It's just not racist. Yeah. It's when it comes to violence, people beating somebody up, and they watch somebody get, you know, beat down to a pulp, but they's gonna record it. They ain't gonna say nothing. So it's not just that. It's just, you know, when you had that, when the parents basically got their hands tied in a lot of states, where they couldn't, I don't care what some of y'all say, when the parents couldn't bust their kids behind no more, and they're getting arrested talking about this child abuse, it was just a spiraling down right then and there, you know. And these kids know that my parents can't tell me nothing, and if they do certain things, I call the cops. So a lot of parents don't even really know their rights as parents, and let their kids get away with everything. Then, you know, we spoil our kids way too much. The internet is not a right, it's a privilege. A cell phone is not a right, it's a privilege. But a lot of parents give their kids phones, give their kids access to all this stuff, and they don't earn crap. They walk around here with $200 shoes and don't do no chores, no nothing around the house, but they got $200 shoes on. You know, you let your son walk around like some sort of thug. I was like, I wish my son would walk in this house with his underwear showing. I already let him know about that. I said, any guy that's walking around with his pants underneath his behind, that is something that is very homosexual in nature. I said, because no man that I know that's straight want to show his behind to other men. I'm sorry, that's just not normal to me. That come from prison. You know, my son young, he's pretty sharp, and I explained to him that came from prison. And that was for men that wanted to offer themselves to other men. So, I mean, with these idiots walking around here talking about that's a style. And then you all have these girls running around. And this will trip me out. You got girls running around here with guys like that sort of thing, and thinking that's normal, that's okay, that you got a guy wearing a tight pink shirt with his underwear showing. But he's a man, isn't he? I mean, so we just live in the, you know, back when I was growing up, they had a statement, real men wear black, you know. That's the generation I came up in. You know, you always wearing a lot of black L.A. Raiders hats and, you know, stuff like that, you know. So we just live in a different generation, man. It's just a lack of parenting, too. Because, like I said, back in the day. Back in the day, a dude wouldn't even pull that stuff because some dude father or some dude, some girl brother, cousin, somebody would have went tuned them up. It wouldn't last very long. And they wouldn't be getting on no doggone computer or phone saying they're going to do nothing. They're like, only going to ask the way he is. That's it. Come on here. Okay. So-and-so looking for you, dude. They say, man, that's all you'll hear. Say, some dude's looking for you, bro.
Oh, yeah. Bring it back, man. But it seems like, you know, that lack of parenting is just rappers that are raising the kids now, right? It's just the rappers. Yeah. And pop culture raising children now.
So that's the problem, because a lot of these, I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about single mothers, but the problem is that there's a lot of these single mothers with multiple kids they're too busy working to really take care of their children. And so they have the TV and the internet and everything else babysitting their kids. They're sitting there at work. I mean, there's some people that have to work multiple jobs. So they're sitting there at work almost 24/7. The kids get the run of the house. They're able to do whatever and whenever and wherever, bringing boys around, doing all kind of stuff because their mother can't really parent them. And this is what happens because you get kids like this.
It's just crazy. A lot of parents don't watch the kids and stuff like that. Like I said, this is by no means blaming her for what happened. But we need to talk about the steps to prevent these things from happening, because everything that I do and talk about is a teaching lesson. It's not just to talk about a story and say, ooh, wow, that's bad and whatever. No, we need to learn from this stuff that's going on. And like I said, I'm a parent. I have daughters. You know, so to prevent me from going to jail, you know, that's why I would learn stuff like this.
Right, because I remember, and I think I heard in the story about her taking spiked Kool-Aid, and I remember learning in elementary school that was, you know, elementary, that you don't take no Kool-Aid from a house party because somebody can spike it and drug you, and you know, just that lack of basic parenting, hasn't been missed.
Man. I was always taught not only to drink, don't drink any mixed drinks at a party, and don't take anything that anybody gave you. I mean, if you don't even drink, period, if you're in that kind of setting.
We was always told
don't even set your drink down on the table because someone might drop something in it when you're not
here. Yep, that. And I was always told don't take nothing in an open container. It has to be closed. You're the original owner of the drink or whatever that you open. Like you say, you never leave your drink behind or whatever. Like, you don't drink nothing over there that you can't see, that you physically opened.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't teach these kids nothing because, you know, the parents, because they I don't know why. I mean, like, what do you expect, the internet to teach them? I mean, they don't teach them much or nothing these days, and that's a big problem. And, yes, the kids are a lot of their own destruction today, but really, you know, we got to look at it 100% all the way around. You know, we're not teaching our sons to respect women. We're not teaching girls to respect themselves either. You know, we're not teaching a lot of that stuff as parents. And it all starts from somewhere. But anyway, brother, appreciate you calling and move on to another caller.
All right, brother. Thank you. I'm going to listen.
All right, thank you. All right, Ms. Gabriella, we're going to move on to the next caller. Area code 917, you're on the show. Hello, 917. Yes, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was listening to your show the other day about the video that was posted online about the Jada and the kid.
Uh huh.
What did you thought about that? How she brought it up, like how you spoke.
Okay, you said what happened by what?
All right, I'm sorry that I have a speech problem, so when I'm nervous, I tend to stutter a lot.
Well, don't be nervous. We ain't nobody. Well, at least I ain't gonna say Miss Gabriella. I'm not nobody special. I'm not nobody special. So I'm just a regular person on the phone you talk to. So just don't worry about it.
All right. So what is your initial thoughts on the way she presented herself, talking to the kid, like her attitude, told you know everything that happened?
Well, when I originally saw the news report, you know, and everything, I say that's messed up. I mean, it's something that the chick get drugged and raped like that. But I also
when the kid recorded her on phone conversation.
You say what's my thoughts about it?
Yes.
That he needs to go behind the jail.
Oh my God! No, I'm sorry. No, I mean the way she talked to him, like the way she sounded, like did she sound believable? Because like. She was more concerned about her clothes. Like she was more,
you're talking about the well, you know, this is the thing. Have you ever like tried to get some information out of somebody before, but you know if you go off on them, you know they're gonna shut down. You ever tried, like, in other words, trying to set somebody up?
Vince,
if I'm trying to get you to talk and I have a feeling I know you did something, why I'm gonna approach you like, you know, hey, you know, listen here, you little mofo. I know you did. The first thing that person's going to do is like, I ain't do nothing, click. Versus come at them real easy, laugh a little bit, act like nothing going on, and sucker you into talking. And then that's what they, if you notice how the conversation switched, like at first they were laughing and joking, and they were trying to get them to talk, and then out, once the guy started talking a little bit, you notice they tone switched?
Yes, he kept quiet when she said that I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, her tone switched, and all of a sudden she was talking about you will go to jail and somebody going to come see you, and her tone switched up like 100%. So I took it as, like, she was suckering them in a talk, and they wasn't seeing that.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, a lot of females are good at, you know, playing a guy anyway to talk, and guys are so silly, they'll fall for it every time. And he and listening to the conversation, he didn't even notice that's what she was doing.
That is true, but Phil, but you know, as a man, because you know you are, you know, like you look like in your 40s, but you know that some girls,
I'm not my
40, you know,
35.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you know, but you know, but what I mean is, you know, you look like an experienced person, that, you know, that's
uh-huh.
been through the ups and downs, but you know that some of these females, sometimes, you know, like they'll lie about stuff just to get their way.
Well, straight up, I wouldn't be around those scandalous females. I always had that, like, anytime I caught a female just straight lying for nothing, I knew she was scandalous. Anytime I see a female, like, putting up text messages on this little stupid stuff because she's mad at a dude, I know she's somewhat scandalous. So I'm not going to be around a scandalous female, point blank. And I'm surely not going to be in no area with her where she can straight lie and get me caught up because, yes, I know females can lie and ruin your life, like I discussed at the beginning of the show. Look at Juanetta Gibson and Brian Banks. That dude lost 8 years of his life behind a lie. But it was nowhere on social media where he was gloating about it or laughing about
it. Yes, and also the reason, if he does get convicted or goes to jail, the only reason he gets convicted was because of stupidity. His stupidity was the reason he behind jail, if he ever goes to jail.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think personally, like, let's say he did it, okay? Like, say, you know, I'm going to go both areas on this show. Let's say he did it or whatever. He probably could have got off on it if he'd have kept his mouth shut and not gloated and let his stupid friends put his head up to keep talking more and more and more and more and more. That's the thing about the younger generation. They make cops' jobs so easy. Just sit there and watch. It's not much you have to do.
But also, I also like part of me like doesn't believe, bro, because it's like I like I don't mean to be rude at all, you know, with my Sarah language, I'm gonna say. But when a girl, right, has
mm-hmm.
sex the night before, like doesn't that, like her body people down there, you know, like can't you tell that you have sex before the night before? And also, she was today on an interview. I think it's called The View. It's a show, and they asked her something, and she said that when she woke up the next day, that she found her underwear backwards, and she called a friend, and her friend told her that she threw up on herself, and the girl was cleaning her up. Now, do you find it hard to believe? Why would a house party full of boys, and you throw up on yourself, do you get what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, but everybody keeps saying she's at a house party with boys. So just because you go to a house party with boys, it means expect to get raped. Is that the message we're putting out here? Because a lot of people putting that message out here. Even females are putting that message out to me, younger females. Well, she knew what she was getting into when she went over there. So basically what you're saying is don't go to house parties with younger boys because you're going to get raped if you go over there. And if you go over there, you knew what you was getting into. Is that the message we putting out here? Because if that's the message we got to put out here, I'll put the message out there for y'all and tell females, don't you go to house parties with these young dudes. They're going to rape you. I'll do it for you. No problem.
That is true. So
I mean, is that the message we putting out? That way I can help y'all carry that message.
Well, you know, there's a chance, you know, of everything in life. You know, like, same example, you know, I go out. I can get raped too, or you can get raped, or you can get killed. You know, there's a chance every day that we take of going out.
Exactly. They got people go to church and get raped. So we're going to stop going to
killed.
Church?
You know, like, or you're driving in the street, you can kill somebody. You know, so every day, the chance in life that, you know, that anything can happen.
But the sentiment that everybody kept telling me, from younger guys to younger females, they've been in my Twitter all weekend. They've been saying the same thing. They said, number one, she shaves her private area, so that means she was going over there for that, which that's a new one on me. Okay, but people shave, you know, have her private area. See, the thing is, it tells me y'all watch too much pornography. That's what it tells me right then and there, because you're thinking, oh, well, you know, chicks that do that, that's what they're about. Okay. Then you're saying she knew what she was getting into when she went over there. So that means, like I said, y'all saying that young girls don't go to parties with these younger boys because you're going to get your behind raped. And it just don't happen there. It happens in college, too. I've had at least two women this weekend wrote me about them being raped at house parties. And, you know, they never told nobody. You know, so it's not just happening to one person. In the same scenario, they went with their so-called friends. Because, see, that's another thing. They have these little so-called friends. They think they're their friends, their girlfriends. And they sit up there and help them get set up. Because I did a story like a few years ago. A girl thought that, you know, this other girl was her friend. Said, oh, come on to the park with me. And she went to the park, and it was a bunch of dudes waiting at a gang raper. I mean, so a lot of times these little friends will set you up too, because they don't like you sometimes.
And then once they realize the mistake they made, it's too late.
Exactly. So, you know, and they keep saying, you know, people keep saying, well, she knew him, she was fooling with him, or whatever. And I'm going to keep repeating that. It don't matter if she fooled with him at the beginning of the day. If she's drugged, is she, you know, unconscious or something, it's still considered a rape.
No, because
there's no way that she can consent to that. And one thing that's kind of bothering me is the fact that it's almost like people are trying to say, well, that's her own fault for being there. She shouldn't have been there in the first place. Because I've said it before and I'll say it again. She probably thought she was just going to go there and have some fun with her friends. I don't know why people keep coming out and say, oh, well, it's her fault. Well, she shouldn't have shaved because once they saw that she shaved, that's the green light. And the fact that they must have done something before, that means that, okay, well, he has permission. It doesn't matter if she came to that party naked. If she did not give permission to that boy to sleep with her, then that's not okay. You have a right as a woman to not get raped. I don't understand why it's almost like our culture is saying, oh, well, you know, it's like this kind of thing is okay. It's not.
No rape is okay. No rape is okay at all. Because also, Phil, on your comments, I was reading about, like, people saying that, oh, I hope he gets what he deserves in jail. Like, how are you saying that, you know, you feel bad for her getting raped, but they want him to get raped? Like, you know, there's no, you know, two ways about it. Either rape is wrong or, you know, like, you know what I mean?
Hey, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, when people say, oh, yeah, you're going to get, yeah, I get what you're saying, that argument. Yeah, because some people say, oh, you know, you're going to get raped in jail and this and that. I never said that not one time in none of my videos. I don't advocate that toward nobody. Because you're right. You can't say one minute rape is wrong, but another minute it's okay for somebody to get raped in jail. I mean, I agree with you with that 100%, because that makes you your argument very flawed and hypocritical. How is it you against it one way, but you're not against it when it happens to men? I agree with you on that.
On a comment, I said that, oh, like, I don't believe her. I don't think she was brave. And then some girls said, oh, I can't wait till you to have a daughter, so she can get raped, so she can see how you feel. It's like, who says that? Like,
well, like I said, I didn't see it, so yeah, you probably did it with them. But like I said, you could say you don't believe her. And like I told people, anybody can call and say they don't believe her and explain to me why. And we can discuss it. That's no problem. I'll listen to both sides of the argument. I really will.
And also, we said earlier about the rape. I was reading about Texas. You know, there's two kinds of rapes. There's one, you know, like a person to person that don't know each other. And there's one also called marital rape. Marriage, what's it called again? Marriage, like if you're married to your wife, it should be considered rape if he says no.
Yeah, it's called marital rape. Yeah, I know about that. Yeah, I know about that. In other words, even if you're married, like myself, you still have to have consent.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes from marriage all the way down to, You know, my thing is, as a guy, I wouldn't want to be nowhere near a situation like that, knowing how you could lose years of your life or just be accused of stuff, lose your money. You can, you got kids, they can keep you away from your children, all kind of stuff just on a mere accusation, even if you beat the case. So why would I, my thing is, I guess maybe it's my age and I know better, because these younger cats don't realize, like, what position they putting themselves into. Like, right now they think it's funny, but when they get down the line, maybe close to 30 or maybe they're mid-20s, and they want to focus more attention on their life, and they give up, they go walk away from all the crap they're doing now, then all that type of stuff will come back to bite them. Because that same dude that was doing all that joking and saying, you know, thinking it's funny or whatever, that same stuff will come back to bite him later when he's trying to get a job or he trying to, you know, whatever, to try to take care of his life.
Because even though the case was dismissed, it still shows on your background check that you were arrested. And sometimes it will be.
It depends. Well, it depends if you get it expunged. In certain charges, you can expunge. But that's a legal thing, you know, on that. I mean, if you are falsely accused of something, well, I think you should fight it. But one thing, like I said before, if you know you didn't do something, you don't laugh, joke, post rap songs, do all kind of stuff that makes people think you did it. You, like I said before, when you stay far away from that, it's possible. Let me ask you a question.
Yes,
if a chick started accusing you all of a sudden and saying, oh, you know, what's your name, sir?
I'm David.
David?
Yeah.
Okay, David raped me. Would you go online and start talking crap and saying, well, it wasn't rape yesterday, and you would you post a song about rape and all? Would you do all that stuff, constantly joking about it all the time?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, because people think, dog, this dude probably did it, because this is the thing. This guy brought heat to himself by saying the stuff he said on social media. Mm-hmm. And if she was really, like you said, let's go on the deal if she lying. If she lying, well, then that's not the thing you want to do to make people think it's true.
You keep quiet, because if now everything the DA has, that you posted.
Because that stuff can be used against you in a court of law. These kids don't realize that every post you put up can be brought in the court of law. Like Facebook, they will snitch on you in a minute, read the terms of service. They give it up to the court in a minute. All these websites, Twitter, Instagram, they will all give up information to the court. And if you delete your account not gone. Trust me, it's not.
And it's not even that. It's your cell phone, too. You might have been texting about it with your friends. Even if you deleted the message off your phone, they can easily get in contact with your with the cell phone provider and get the messages and all the videos and everything that you had.
Exactly. So, you know, it's like, I'm sorry. In the younger generation, I'll sit up here egging this guy on and telling this guy he's right and all this other stuff. Like I told him myself, these people are not going to be paying your bail money. They're not going to be sitting up here putting money on your books. And they're not going to be with you if you get convicted or something. All these idiots. They'd be like, oh, that's messed up. He got locked up. You know, if they were truly your friends. You know, if they were truly his friends, they'd be like, hey, dude, stop saying that stuff online, man. They were truly his friends. They're not his friends. So, it's crazy. But anyway.
The saying in the Dominican Republic that a friend is like a dollar in the pocket. Once it's a hole in the pocket, the dollar goes away.
Exactly. But anyway, man, appreciate your call. I'm going to move on to another caller.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. All right, Ms. Gabrielle, we're going to move on to the next one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. 803 area code. You on the show?
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Good. My name is Will. I'm 16. And I really got a lot to say about this.
All right, Will, let's go.
All right, well, here's the deal. I heard his rap song, and his rap song is just dumb. Because he just admitted something. He talking about, I don't trust these hoes because they're acting like a lady. But I'm like, you just raped a person. So how are you gonna act? Tell somebody to act like a lady? You just raped somebody.
Well,
you know?
we gotta say allegedly. We can't really say he raped. We gotta say allegedly. So this is the thing. He says he's saying, and people come to me saying that wasn't him. Let me ask you a question. If a chick was accusing you, saying, "Will, you rape me," would you be on social media doing what he's doing?
No.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Why wouldn't you do that?
Because I'm like, I'm sorry, man. Can you repeat the question, man?
Okay. If a female accused you of raping her, would you do what he's doing? You said no, and I asked you why.
Because I'm like, anybody can be just blaming other people, you know? Because I'm not a rapist. My mom taught me better. She's old school. She teaches me lessons all the time. And you know what I'm saying? And it's just that he was wrong for that. Because I'm like, you're going to post something on social media about what you did. And I'm like, because that girl was just, I heard this phone call on the news. And I was like, I observed it myself. I'm like, that don't sound like she was like raped or horrified, but I'm like, when she was interviewed, she was horrified. So, you know, that the news reported about the phone call. You know what I'm saying? And it was just that she acting like that. It was okay. It was okay, but I'm like, in the news, she was just crying and breaking down. And, you know, her mom was on the news, and the family advocate was on the news, right?
Yeah.
And this don't make no sense, because, you know, in my honest opinion, it's like raping people is just not good. It's not, period. Even if you say on the rap Sunday he don't call it rape, it's still rape, period. You can't get away with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just rape. So,
I agree with that. My thing is, like I told the other guy, he asked me the same question that you was talking about. And, you know, about the phone call. And he said he didn't really believe it.
This is why these hoodlums, like, say they didn't do it. They don't call it something. They're trying to say something the opposite. I didn't drink promethazine, you know, he said that I raped her, but it wasn't rape, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like my thing is, like, if you want people to believe that you didn't do it, why would you even say anything like that or allude to that? Like, that's just dumb. Like, that's my thing.
That is
it's just dumb.
Yeah, you know, because yeah, because I'm glad he told him himself. He's 18. He's a child molester. Because I heard the phone call. He was him. What is behind the jail? So he was wrong for that. I mean, what?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What happened?
Open the door, man.
It's my sister, man. But what he did, wrong, stupid. He can say he probably high or something that he told him himself, or he just not making sense. You know how these wannabes won. You know how these wannabes would be like, right?
Oh, I know all like, about it. I know all about it. End of the day, you know, they get them.
They just like wannabes understand, thinking that they tough, but long as later on they will think like, oh, that's what happened? Because they just like, they're so eager to be that click, but they don't fully understand that click. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I hate to cut you off, but I'm going to get to other callers because, you know, if people want to kind of chime in a little bit on the show, we appreciate you calling, bro.
All right. Well, you do the same.
All right. I'm with Gabriella. Got anything to add before we go to the next caller?
I don't. One thing that's kind of bothering me is that people keep saying about the way that she was talking. They're like, oh, well, she sounded this way on the news, and then she sounded this way on the phone call, so therefore she must be lying. Look, I don't even want to get personal, but as a rape victim myself, when you're actually when you're talking about a traumatic situation like that, you are going to break down. If you actually go into details about what happened to you, and it's almost like you're reliving that event. And if you know anybody else who suffered a traumatic event, you might start out calm, but as you start thinking about it and you start remembering everything that happened and you start going back in your mind, it does take a toll on you. And, I mean, you feel your body shaking. You feel like you're literally about to break down. It's almost like you're right there, right back in that situation again. So to have people say, oh, well, she didn't, oh, well, she's lying or she's making it up, it's really starting to make me really mad. Like, I don't, this whole rape culture thing, it's almost like people are trying to make it seem like everything that happened and that night was all right. It was her fault. And people keep blaming the victim instead of blaming the person that did it. And like you already said, even if they had sex that day earlier, doesn't mean that he has the permission to do it again.
Exactly. That's why I keep trying to hammer home. Like, these young guys don't realize you don't even want the accusation of rape. And you know what I'm saying? And you don't even joke about nothing like that. You know, it's a few things as a guy you just don't play with because it'll get you messed up. Raping and child molesting. That's something you don't even want to play with because just a mere accusation will ruin your life, and then you helping further these accusations by what you're posting on social media. Now, let me go on to the next caller here that's waiting in the line. Eric Cole 740, you're on the show.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
The thing that bothers me the most, I think, is all of the victimization that's going on about how she knew what was going to happen to her and about, you know, how she knew what she was getting into. And I honestly, not only do I blame it on the other kid, the dude that did this to poor little Jada, I blame our society as well. Our society is that we uplift violence and pain and, you know, all these rappers and musicians and entertainers glorify all of these actions, and then all of these female entertainers are helping contribute to a young woman's mind mentality that women are nothing but objects.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, what's your name?
My name is Cassie.
Okay, Cassie, let me tell you something. Do you know I had more, I'm going to say probably more young ladies was upset with me about the video I made, and they kept saying the same thing. She knew what she was getting into when she went over there. And I had a conversation with one of them, and she had told me, well, when I was her age, I already knew what that was going over there. And I said, well, you know what? Maybe you knew because maybe you was a little bit more street smart. I said, but she wasn't, and she was probably more immature than you. So she didn't know what it was when she go.
Some little hood rat that's running around, you know, acting like a total fool like some of these kids are doing, she's not going to know what in the hell is going on.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know. Yeah,
and
she's probably got a family
Kathy,
that does give a crap about her.
But, Kathy, this goes back to what I asked the guy earlier. I said, based on what you're saying, do I need to start making videos telling young ladies, do not go to no house parties where young men are at because you're going to get raped? I said,
doing
that.
Because it should be that young men know how to keep their hands to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be that girls have to be locked in the house all the time. As a mother of two young girls myself, I don't want it to be that my children have to be locked up all the time in my house just to protect them from things. The world has gotten so bad these days, I'm contemplating seriously homeschooling my kids.
A lot of people have went that route, believe it or not, about homeschooling. Like I said, I'm a father of four daughters. So let's see, my fourth daughter be born, let's see, Wednesday.
You know what I'm talking about. It's
so
scary.
Yes. It's, you know, because my thing is I don't want to have to go to jail for doing the police job for them.
So, yeah, damn right.
You know,
but the thing is, I mean, do some of these little girls run around having sex with a bunch of people and then turn around and call rape when they get caught by daddy and get their ass whipped? Yeah, they do, pretty often. That ain't right either. But when
like that one case, I don't know if you watch it on my channel, and it was around the Houston area.
Oh, I watch your channel all the time.
Yeah, okay, well, she snuck that boy in her house 2 o'clock in the morning, and then she want to act like she getting raped, but she didn't invite him in there, and the dad killed that boy. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the dad's not going to go to jail for it because, you know, in the state of Texas, I mean, that's, you know, inside your house, you can use lethal force. It's not like some other state. So, yes, they got cases like that, and if a chick is lying, and if she's doing stuff like that, I'm going to come at her hard, too, just like I'm going to come at a guy. I mean, you know, you watch my videos enough. You know, I don't side with one way or another.
No, and that's the way it needs to be. You know, it is that both sides contribute to our society. Both sides contribute to this justification of a false sense of justice and false sense of morality. Both males and females do that. But, you know, there's a line. If you're going to go around lying about being raped, which I'm in no way saying that Jada has been, I side with her 100%. But, you know, if females are going to run around doing that and men are going to go around treating women like these objects that are, you know, just meant for their pleasure and what they need and what they want, I mean, something's got to change. And it ain't just one side or the other. It's all as a whole got to change for the safety of our future generation, for the safety of our children, because I honestly don't feel like putting my children under lock and key because these people want to run around acting like a fool.
You know, this is my thing. I do what I got to do to protect my children, whatever
exactly.
It is. Like I stated earlier, as a father, there's two things you don't want your daughter having to your daughter, to get raped or to get pregnant. That's the two things you're trying to prevent, okay? So if, like I told my daughter, well, she already was in agreement with that, ain't no house parties for you. It ain't happening. Now, if it's family, and I know family, and I know where you're at, and this is a family event, no problem. But it's not family.
Yeah.
You're not going nowhere near that. Now, I say once you get 18, I can't stop you then.
I don't blame you.
You know.
I don't blame you one bit for that. I'd be the same way, you know. My daughters are only 3 and 2 right now. But, I mean, I can guarantee you they ain't going to be sneaking out in the middle of the night going into a house frat party. Because there'll be some serious trouble if I catch them. But, you know, I mean, there's even women, young girls going to, like you said earlier, churches getting molested and, you know, getting raped at school, right in front of teachers' faces. I mean, there's no end to it.
Teacher's part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when I talk about the fire crash teachers, and that's the same thing. You know, they got boys that are literally getting statutory raped. And it's somehow the boy's fault, and you know, it's the same thing.
I mean, it's just our entire society is built around who's tougher, who's badder, who's better, who can do the most damage, who can, you know, and we glorify that. It's glorified in the media. It's glorified in books, movies, all of it, and it's disgusting. So it's like, you know, quit the twerking, quit the freaking rape raps, quit acting like a fool, and maybe we'll start to come together and just kind of, I mean, good grief. I'm so upset right now. I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you need to get up. But the thing is, like I said, we do these things to, you know, show other people, look, this is what's going on. What can we learn from it? You know, like I said, I have a 15-year-old. Well, she's about to turn 15. And I have a 13-year-old and I have a 12-year-old. So, you know, and they're all girls. So, you know, of course, my eyes, like, you know, watching every way possible. And that's why I told my wife, all these kids and all these craziness that go on. I said, as soon as my baby born and everything good with that, well, I'm going for my concealed handgun license. I don't know. I'm going to have to go run up and go get them out of somewhere. And I need to be legally packing heat, you know.
We make sure we do.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm a big proponent
of
that.
You never know.
Yeah. Now, these young kids these little young so-called thugs today, there's no reason you can't talk to them. They only understand one thing, you know.
You know,
so like I had one of them mad with me, threatening me and taking a picture of a gun and sending it to me. I'm like, okay, what I'm supposed to be scared of that or something? Well, they don't make other guns
that
in Texas?
That bullet's supposed to go across the internet and shoot you between the eyes somehow?
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm just trying to figure that one out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and it goes back to why I was saying how stupid the younger generation are. Okay, you're posting a firearm online, and I know good and well you didn't obtain that firearm legally. He's just giving the police all kind of information just to come see you at your house.
Did the police ever get a hold of that kid and talk to him?
I haven't heard. Well, obviously, from last time I heard, he still run off at his mouth. And you know, have a thing called Justice for Jada or whatever. Well, now he got the little hashtag running around called Justice for Emil. And he's laughing about it. He thinks it's funny. You know,
It's making him look like a pathetic idiot.
Yeah, I mean, and let me see. The only thing I've seen from Anonymous was they asked the Houston police, you know, what was going on with the investigation. But other than that, I haven't heard nothing else. So I'm just kind of waiting by ear to, you know, find out what's going to go on and, you know, with the situation.
All right. Well, it was really nice talking to you. But I'm going to have to
talk
to
you. Thank you for calling, Kathy. And like I said, take care of them babies.
I will. You too, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, Ms. Gabrielle, we're going to move on to the next caller. Oh, I guess
hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, am I on?
You on.
Oh, hey. I've been trying to get through. First thing I want to say is that I'm a big fan of yours. I've been recently watching you for a month. And forgive me if I sound like kind of nervous because, you know, I kind of starstruck a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Not
me.
I'm not no star.
Right. I'm a regular dude.
Yeah.
Ain't no celebrity.
Miss Gabriella, you know, I heard what you said, and I just wanted to call in and say that, you know, I 100% agree with you. You know, it shouldn't be that way where a woman has to worry about if she go outside her door and if she got to worry about whether she be raped or not. I totally agree with you on that. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's like, you know, I totally disagree with rape. I also disagree with murder, racism, you know, lying, robbery, and all those things. But unfortunately, in this world, this is what we all have to deal with. And, you know, I think it's up to us that we have to try to teach, you know, like just drill it into our kids' heads, because I have a stepdaughter myself. No, we got to drill into their heads, and you know, and tell them that these things are out there and that they can hurt us. Now, with that being said, the sad thing about this world is it can still happen to you. It can still happen to me.
Yeah.
It can still happen to you. You know, it's just the way the world is. But I think
is,
that
brother,
if we,
well, brother, this is the thing. If it happens to you, but if it happens to you because you know you could have prevented it by proper parenting. That would make you feel worse. Because if it were me, and it was my daughter, and I know good and well if I wouldn't have let her go to that place, and I didn't know none of them kids, I didn't know nothing was going on, and then that happened to her, I would feel more to blame personally, just me, because I'm like, I let her go to that stuff when you know as a guy what go on in those places. But it goes back to what some people said. I have not seen this girl's father not one time.
Yeah.
And that's a big problem, too.
And you're right, you know, but, you know, the thing that I noticed is that, you know, I was a kid once, too, and I'm 31 right now, and my parents could tell me something over and over again, don't do this and don't do that, right from wrong. But at the end of the day, I'm going to make the decision whether I want to do it or not. But, you know, it's in our interest to tell them that, okay, this is bad stuff out there, you know, and that we should, you know, do our best to avoid it. But with that being said, it still happens. Could still happen.
Sure. I mean, yeah. You know? I mean, like I said, you can walk outside your house and shoot. A meteorite can hit you in the head and kill you. I mean, anything can happen, you know. But my thing is, I just want to make sure that I've always been in a position where I can prevent that. And like I was saying at the beginning of the show, sometimes moms are a lot more lenient with the daughters than the dad would be. You know, dad would like, hell no, you ain't going there. Who going to be there? That's the first thing. You're like, who going to be there? And then if they say, if you are going to go, I'm going to the house. I'm going to see if any parents are there. I'm going to see who in there or whatever. And then that's going to be, oh, yeah, it's your friends. Go, no problem. And, you know, our kids be lying. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. You know that being a teenager.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you guys go and let other callers get on, but I just want to say I thank you for taking my call, and I'll hopefully put some more videos up.
I will. Just give me a little bit because, like I said, I'm kind of bouncing back and forth. Cause see, let me see. Maybe I can get some out tomorrow because my baby will be born tomorrow or Wednesday. So I'm going to kind of be out a little bit because of that. So, you know, Dad got stuff to do.
All right. Congratulations on that. And I'll see you later, too, Gabriella.
All right, Ms. Gabriella, next call. You ready to go or you want to add anything?
No, I want to go to the next call.
All right. Gabriella running. Next call, are you on the show? Caller that just been unmuted. You on the show? Hello? All right, they're not answering. I'm gonna have to. Well, they hung up. I guess they wasn't. Let's see. Let's go to who's been holding the longest. This area code. Area code 501. You on the show?
Hello, Phil. My name is Stefan, and I've been watching your videos for quite a while now. I really like your wisdom and the way how you present what's wrong with our world.
Okay, thank you for watching and bearing with listening to me talk half of the time. I know sometimes it can be a form of torture, but appreciate it. So,
yeah.
So what do you have to say, man?
I just want to ask you, are you familiar with the story of Daisy Coleman of Maryville, Indiana?
You can enlighten me.
Yeah, it took place like in Maryville, Indiana. It's about this teenage girl who went out partying. And then when she went to the party, it hurt. She got drunk or something. And then there's this 18-year-old kid who like for some reason raped her. And mm-hmm. then once he done violating her, he left her out in the cold weather. And then she almost got killed. She almost got hyperthermia. Mm-hmm. And so then she tried to press charges against the perpetrator. They couldn't charge him for some reason. They say that she didn't have any evidence whatsoever, and mm-hmm. so what happened is that once word find out, she got silent. She got bullied about it. A lot of people slut shame her, and they just basically don't believe a word of what they saying. And then they decided to drove her out of the town. It gotten so worse that once she moved out, they burned her house to the ground.
Mm.
Wow.
This is outrageous. Yeah. And so, And so then,
poor
like,
girl.
I mean, then she was like, then she even almost committed suicide because of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard when she received help from Anonymous, they found out who the perpetrator is. Let me see what's his name. His name is Michael Barnett.
Posting pictures or something like that. Anonymous had found out about it, and it turned it in. They ended up getting arrested after Anonymous exposed them.
I think Anonymous exposed them, but The name of the perpetrator's name is Michael Barnett, and what they found out is that he's the grandson of a senator in that state of Indiana. It's just crazy. I mean, it goes to show you that place is pretty corrupted.
What they say is who you are and why you can get away with certain things. Sometimes it's your connections. Sometimes in certain places it's your skin color. Why you getting away with certain things? I mean, we got to be honest with the world that we're living in. So it's, you know, now we figure out why he got away with it because he was connected.
Yes.
You know, higher up.
Exactly.
You know, and it's sad that, you know, I don't think the law should be bent for nobody. I mean, if you did a crime, you need to go ahead and get prosecuted and do the time. But that's a big problem we got in America anyway. We got too many people in high positions that's getting away with a lot of criminal acts.
Right. Yeah, and And then when they did the
let me ask you a question. You got anything to say about this? You know, pretty, because I got other calls that just kind of want to get in. So, well, you got any opinion?
No, I don't have anything. Any question? I just want to tell you that sometimes these politics can be so corrupted. They don't think rape is such a big deal. They'll just blame the victim and say, "Oh, she did this on purpose," and something like that. It's just outrageous how people these days, including politicians, would have this sort of mindset. I also posted the story about Daisy Coleman on your Facebook, so you can go check it out and read more stuff about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate you calling.
Nice talking to you, Phil.
Nice talking to you, Phil. All right, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let's go on to the next caller. Area code 415, you on the show.
What's up, Big Phil? How you doing, man? This is Keith out here in San Francisco, Doc.
Oh, what's up, man?
Hey, not too much, man. Not too much. Just trying to survive. Hey, I caught your article on that young lady who was raped. And man, it's just a sorry shame that a lot of us, as far as parents, aren't taking more initiative toward protecting our children as far as you know, before you let your child out, go to a party, you know, like in the old days. Or I have two daughters myself; they're grown women now. But
okay.
I didn't let them go anywhere unless I dropped them off at the party, and I knew the party goers, their friends, and if the parents had to be there. So I didn't play that, you know.
Though, versus a lot of these situations would happen to these girls. Unfortunately, they don't have fathers like you.
And a lot of times
the moms just let them just go, and they thinking they just being cool with their daughter, and that's a lot of this stuff happens, because when the dad's around, he's going to say, "Hell no, you ain't going to that."
Exactly. And that's just, you know, it's just a misjudgment of character, and a lot of these, I'm not saying there's not a lot of good mothers out there, they are, but there are a lot of mothers who just, who want to be their girl's friends.
Yeah.
And you just can't do that, because, and this is exactly what the outcome of that is, you know. You just can't, and this poor child is basically being tortured, and it's just a sad state of affairs for our young women out there to basically have to go through this, and then basically she's being violated twice, because the actual act, and now they're basically posting this stuff online, and it's an atrocity, man. It really is.
It just our society is just messed up today, man. It's just, you know, it's just an expression of what we have in our society. It's horrible, bro. It's very, very horrible. You know, these boys just don't have no sense either, because Abby, I would tell my son, the last thing you want to be accused of is raping a female.
Where I'm from out here, that's a punk move. I mean, you know,
yeah,
that's a punk move. You don't do shit like that, man. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a punk move, because you got females just giving enough of compliments, and you're going to rape a chick?
Right.
That's dumb.
That is just that, you know, and then not only rape her, but drug her. Basically render somebody unconscious. They don't even know what's going on, and you take advantage of them. I don't know.
Yeah, and then the guy that saying that, you know, he didn't do nothing, but yet he's posting on social media, "Oh, I got the secret Krabby Patty formula from the anal punch," you know, and then people ask him, "Bro, can you give me the recipe for that punch? Like,
yeah,
I need
that,
it ASAP." I mean,
wow.
Something like that.
Well, like
people
I said,
asking,
you know,
him for the recipe. But he say he didn't do nothing. But that's what he's going to post.
Well, you know what? You know what, Phil? And I know you're a Christian man. I know you don't curse. But you know what? We got a lot. Excuse my French. We got a lot of bitch-ass dudes out there. I mean, for you to want to ask for that recipe, that is just crazy. Come on, man. For real. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to. I'm going to use your
that's
word.
Bad.
You have to be a simp. I mean, seriously. So, I, like I said, my background. I used to work in law enforcement for years, man, and I used to see this stuff. And I think that's probably why I was so hard on my daughters, because I just knew that was out there, that element was out there. And it's just a sorry state of affairs. But trust me on this, when I say this, brother, just because you don't see the wheels turning, the wheels are turning. Trust me, they are going to basically step up on that kid, because this is way, because we used to use and this is way back when, back in 03, we used to basically collect evidence off of a lot of our parolees on back in the day was MySpace. Mm-hmm. And these cats would post all kind of dumb stuff online. You know, they're on parole, they're convicted felons, taking pictures with firearms and dope and all kind of stuff, and mm-hmm. they automatically get violated. So trust me when I say this occurred in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, trust me when I say this. They're collecting everything that they can on this dude. So when they do get a warrant, and they are going to get a warrant. They're going to be very prepared to basically prosecute him to the fullest of the law. That is if Houston PD is on a JOB and do what they're supposed to do. But, yeah, trust me, he's going to get his just desserts in prison. I'll tell you that much, and I wish I could be a fly on the wall to see that. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling, brother.
Yeah, man, I just had to speak on that, man, because I just, you know, that is just, that to me, man, come on, that is just, I mean, you can commit crimes. I mean, I don't advocate criminal activity, but, I mean, that is the lowest crime you can ever commit. Anyway, man, I need a shot of Hennessy on that one. I'll drink one for you, brother.
All right, brother.
And Miss Gabrielle, you take it easy, sweetheart. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go ahead and move on to the. Let's see. Okay, we've been holding on there. Let's call it here. Eric Cole 317. You on the show?
Hello. Can you guys hear me? Okay.
I can hear you just mm-hmm. fine.
Oh, okay. Great. Hey, my name is Darnell, and I listen to your show. Man, excellent, excellent material. Don't always agree with you, but, man, I think you're doing some good work. One thing that I wanted to bring up concerning the whole rape thing is just, you know, I had a friend that I dated not too long ago, and she proceeded to tell me how when she was younger, she was the victim of rape, and I said, wow, you know, you need to speak up about that. You need to let people know about your story and things of that nature. And then something kind of came up where, I was like, well, how can you prove it? Not to be dogmatic and not to say that it didn't happen, but I think a lot of times what happens and why a lot of people don't speak up about it is because it becomes difficult to prove, you know, in this specific individual situation, the rape had taken place, but there was no struggle, there was no sign of struggle, there was no sign of being brutalized or anything like that. It was just my word against yours. Mm-hmm. So I think for somebody like myself, and she got really upset with me because I think for somebody like myself or anybody who is attempting to look at it objectively, as you look at any crime, as you look at any circumstance, most situations you can't really prove it. And I'm not saying that doesn't mean that it doesn't happen, but how can you really prove that? For example, if I assault somebody, there's going to be evidence of the assault. They're going to have some sort of a bruise. If I vandalize property, there's proof of that. But when it's my word against yours, how do you defend? How do you prove that?
How, I mean, usually most police, you know, when they do the investigation, they do it with the rape kits and stuff like that, you know, to get, you know, hopefully some sort of DNA evidence. And they, of course, they're going to collect his story. They're going to collect her story. And, you know, really, if you start going through their cell phones, you start going through their social media history, you start going through a lot of stuff, maybe it's a little bit easier to put two and two together. Did they know each other? What was going on? What was the relationship? You know, I mean, did she have any foreign substance in her body with the toxicology report? You know, yeah, I get what you're saying about the he say, she say, and if it's not a violent type rape or whatever, but, you know, was she drugged? We don't know. I mean, this how serious that rape stuff is, dude. You could be in the process of doing something with a female, and she could tell you to stop. If you keep mm-hmm. going, she could say it's rape.
Mm-hmm.
That's how serious it is.
Yeah, I know a few situations that have happened with had another friend who was in a similar situation, and you know, she talked about her situation, and I almost feel like someone who's trying to be objective situation, I want to be sensitive to what the person is dealing with. But I also want to try to be objective to the situation as well. So I don't want to just assume that because somebody said they're raped, they actually were raped. But at the same time, I feel like people like myself come under attack because we automatically don't side with the victim. Because we're asking for some level of proof behind that claim. For example, when the video first came out and the story came out about the individual, we're like, oh, man, rape. And I'm like, well, wait a minute here. What is the evidence to support that? Oh, we see the video. Wait a minute now.
Like, I can understand why somebody would get upset with you because you're basically saying, well, how do you know that happened? It's like you're kind of like calling them a liar, but not calling them a liar. You know what I'm saying? You say, well, how do you know what evidence you have? If a woman tells me she's been raped, then and I can, you know, and it seems like it's a real situation to her, and you can kind of tell when something real with somebody versus they just BSing. At least I can. Then I would take her at her word for it, you know, and I'm like, because I'm not about to come behind her and be one of the ones that's basically saying, like, well, how you know that happened to you? You mean it's probably your fault. What would you came on to him the wrong way, or what did you? I'm not about to do that.
Do we have trivialize. A right, though? Do we have a right to say? Do we have a right? Just like with any other crime, because if you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. If you're going to
I agree with that. You're innocent.
And you're automatically saying that guy is guilty. Your start point is you're guilty because I'm going to believe her story.
It'd be like me. You'd be like, okay, you'd come up to me and say, man, you know, they robbed me for, you know, something. And I'm like, well, I don't know if they robbed you. I haven't seen all the physical evidence. I just took your word for it. I mean, like, it could be related to any crime, not just rape. I mean, most people are not going to say, well, I don't believe what you're saying, unless with time they start saying, man, that's just not adding up what they're saying because I'm seeing this, but they're saying that. And like I said, if I was dating a girl and she said she was raped, I'm not going to tell her, oh, well, how do you know? Because it makes me sound extremely insensitive, and that could be a very, very deep issue with her. You know, and maybe I'm the guy that could possibly talk to her and give, you know, try to help her out a little bit or give her some sort of closure. I'm not going to automatically
want to keep.
Do what?
What about my life? What about my life at that point? Because I have to go through this situation, and in our country, most people, the average person who's accused of rape, the victim is going to portray herself as somebody who's been victimized. So I'm going to carry that stigma, even if I'm proven to be innocent because of the situation. So I have to go through that situation as the accused. So I'm
going to take this comment off the air because I know you're super busy and I appreciate it.
I'm not saying that I don't want to believe the person. I'm just saying that with any other crime, you're going to look at it before the defendant is drugged through the mud. You want to look at that objectively. Because what ends up happening is if the defendant is found innocent, he's already been tainted with that because he's been accused of.
But you're comparing every situation different. Like I was talking about the Juanetta Gibson, Brian Banks case. Okay, Brian Banks didn't do nothing. He lost 8 years of his life. But the difference between the Jada situation versus, you know, with that one is that one of the dudes is sitting up here posting on social media all these pictures, posting video, talking about, you know, the same thing she said in the news piece. People like Brian Banks have never did anything like that. They never went to social media saying they did this, they did that, or it wasn't rape that day and all this other stuff. They never did that. So, you know, if a woman's lying and just trying to get a man in trouble, I'm all for her going to jail for false rape accusations. I'm all for that because that's wrong. Trust me, I don't side with no side. I just side with the right side. That's my thing. I've always been like that. And what made me think more about that situation with that dude and why I made videos showing stuff he was saying is because of what he was saying. If the dude had never said, like, man, I ain't do nothing like that, you know, I ain't had a part of that, you know, or whatever, I would just left it alone and say, hey, this is the story.
Put himself in a situation he shouldn't have been in.
kind of put himself in a situation that he shouldn't be in doing that, right?
Yeah, because anybody who's innocent is not going to say the stuff that he did or retweet the stuff he retweeted or be in agreement with Rap Song. He says it's not him, but that we're going to go with that for right now. He says it's not him on the track, but, you know, he's sitting up there agreeing with it. And you know, it just don't make him look like he's innocent at all. Anybody with half a brain could see that about him, but versus other men who are falsely accused, like this one guy, some news story of a chick that got beat up. She accused the dude of raping her, and the lie, and she lied, and he got out of it. But the dude she was cheating on him with beat her up. He didn't do anything, and the police was arresting the guy and everything, but they let him go because, you know, she got caught up in a lie. So yes, that do happen. I understand that. I'm not one of these dudes that don't believe, you know, I do these news stories, man. I mean, come on, you know that. I talk about it all. I don't hide nothing. But if it is a genuine rape case, then yeah, we need to get that type of guy, you know, or female to rape a boy off the street.
Well, I'll take my thoughts off the air, let you go ahead and continue. I'm going to slide back to my desk and finish working because I am at work.
All
right,
bro.
Now. All right,
bro.
I will continue to enjoy the show.
All right, bro. Take care.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Gabrielle, want to add anything if we go to the next call?
I'm not gonna try to talk about people when they're not here to defend themselves. So let's just move on to the next call.
Okay. Eric Code 803, you're on the show.
Hey. Well, again, I wasn't in the right position to call. But
Oh, okay. I didn't know because I'm trying to go off of. Well, if you called already, I'm sorry, because I got some other callers that's hanging on. So I'll put you back on mute.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, I was going on the minutes I'm looking at. Eric Code 252, you on the show. 252? All right. Eric Code 678, you on the show.
Hey, what's going on? This is Q.
What's going on?
Hey, I understand the topic for today and what this particular dude might have did, but I just wanted to mention this. Well, really ask you a question. You said that there is a such thing as false rape, going to jail for false rape accusation. When did that happen?
I said, this is what I just said. I said, if a woman was to falsely accuse a man of rape, I think she should go to jail for that if it's proven that he didn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I believe women should go to jail for false paternity and get collecting child support. I believe that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. There's just no law for that because
I wish they were. I wish they were.
There should be. There isn't, but there should be because women that falsely report rapes and get men sent to jail are the reason why a lot of women don't even want to come out and speak about what happened to them because they're scared that people will think they're lying because all the women that are lying and making up rape cases because they're out there messing around and they just want to pretend that they got raped so people won't look at them as the person that they really are. Or there's women that just cry rape so they can get some attention.
And yeah, and I think
the women are scared.
And I think that's what the guy at work was trying to say. The unfortunate thing is women know that they can do stuff for free and get no accountability. And it's not trying to be mean toward them when I say that. It's just the reality. You got too many men who think that there's an evil man lurking around everywhere. But in actuality, and I said on this show before, you have never heard, for example, and I'm getting a little off topic, female teachers raping kids at an all-time high and getting a little couple of months slap on the wrist. You've never heard this type of stuff. Matter of fact, you don't even know when the last time you've heard a male teacher raping somebody in the news. It's always females now. So, you know.
And I report that, and I do report that all the time. I mean, I know you watch my channel enough. I call them firecracker teachers.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just wanted to point out, man. I mean, I think also if you know, because you got to look at all this stuff as far as evidence is concerned. But if this little knucklehead did is the perpetrator, then go ahead and give him everything he needs to get early. And the sad thing is, man, I'm starting to notice a trait too, man, of people. Well, let me take that back. Males, young males, either they're very thirsty or like the Hollywood Santa Barbara killer. You get these very insecure dudes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know who's browbeating them. I don't know. You know, I was watching an interview with that dude's father, and he seems so disengaged with his son. You know, they've been sending his son to a therapy early, and that could be the case with this young dude. Maybe this young dude, you find out he needed some help a long time ago, and everybody was protecting him from getting help.
Well, let me tell you about that dude. That's like the worst kind of dude, because he come from the suburbs. He didn't grow up in no hood life, from what everybody's saying about him. He's a spoiled little kid, but he wants to hang around with, you know, be a white imitation of black thugs. And that's like the worst. Like back in my day, they'd have ran him out of the hood.
Oh,
they'd have ran him out quick.
Oh yeah, no doubt. But see, you know what? This is why I say, man. Now, matter of fact, let me point this out in case you didn't cover it. This CDC thing that came out that said, you know, black fathers are in their children's lives more than white fathers. You know, it is my hope that males start hearing a lot of this stuff and start passing laws to equal stuff out. Because while this dude may be totally wrong, there has to be a mechanism in play now to get these kids as balanced as possible. Because sex ain't everything. And when these dudes make it seem like sex is just going to change their life, you know, posting this video or throwing up a gang sign while you're getting some, I mean, it's corny. But it's like, man, that's it. That's your whole validation. You ain't trying to achieve nothing else than that. And it's the same type of
thing. And like you said, then, you know, if you want to be a porn star, go ahead and do that and get paid. Why are you doing it for free? That's my thing. They have no business sense. They don't think nothing. Man, I'm telling you, they are just happy, like I said, with people giving them attention online. People like a mass influx of likes or followers or whatever. That's what makes them happy. Because that dude out that we're talking about, he started getting real reckless the more people that start coming on his page.
And you know what? Somebody
That's bad, disgusting now that you mention that, because I see a lot of stuff on social media. I saw recently some girl post a status talking about, oh, if I get 100 likes on this, then I'll post a sex tape with me and my boyfriend. So that's how. That goes to show you the mind of children these days. And these are children 14, 15, 16 years old. They should still be watching cartoons at that age. I mean, I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. I think we're at the point where we either need to start penalizing parents or, I mean, because I'm all for, and I never thought I'd think like this as a black person. I'm all for taking away entitlements and government subsidies, because people just got it so easy that these kids are coming up, like, disengaged. You got an iPhone with a bunch of information on it, but you don't know nothing but sex. You know what I'm saying?
That's all they know.
So, yeah, if this dude is found out to be XYZ, then, yeah, he need to get it. But, I just really want to make sure we stick it to the parents, too, because that I just think it's real. I don't always blame these kids. These kids only go off what they've been allowed to go off of. If you grow up with some real in-your-face type parents, you don't have time for this type of stuff. But like I said, to each their own. So that, I wanted to say that. And man, it's just unfortunate what's happened to this little girl. And sex is not that serious, but when you got thirsty older dudes on YouTube and on BTR talking about they want to fuck, then I guess.
you know, as a lot of older, see, that's another thing too. As older men, a lot of times we don't set the proper example for the younger dudes either. And because like you said, it's no reason for us, guys my age, or even shoot, you get in your, what, late 20s to be so thirsty. I mean, like, man, like, who you are as a man should just attract, you know, women. By now, you should already learn the game. And they, you know what I'm saying? Are they beefing with people? Are they always doing stuff? Like, we always show these dudes what not to do, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, dudes now, especially the older dudes our age, they just act way too feminine now. And I had to tell this one dude on BTR, enough, and I said, dude, these comments, these little labels that you throw in my way, if we met somewhere, you wouldn't be doing that. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't be giving me the internet gangster with the bravery of the internet protecting you. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, but that's where we are. So hopefully this dude gets some help. Hopefully the sister gets some help. And hopefully we see less and less of these stupid things. But like I said, I'm ready to take these laws away because I think it just needs to be real hard for black folks now so they can stop this insanity.
Well, when you're talking about the entitlement, I'm glad you mentioned that because also we need to take away those corporate subsidies too, along because that's all entitlement too, because the corporations get a lot of handouts from the government. We need to take them all away. You want to go that route?
Yeah, anything with a loophole. I mean, because I explained to a person, you know, when you look at a stadium gets a loophole because of they claim they're bringing X amount of jobs to the community. Well, shoot, you need to have a list of who was actually hired in the actual community where the stadium sits, not all the way out in, you know, bum wherever, you know, you got somebody driving in an hour to get a $100,000 job, hire somebody from the community. But, yeah, all those government subsidies, I agree. And, you know, like I said, as far as the topic is concerned, man, I just feel sad for, you know, these people even need to be in something that's in sex. But like I said, we got more black porn stars than you ever seen. Black freefer. You know, just like the Mimi tape. You know, you on TV, and instead of trying to get some contracts or some money or some club gigs, you want to make a sex tape and devalue yourself more than what you already were. Anyway, you got other calls to make, man, but I just feel sad that we even got to have it. And like I said, ladies need to be held accountable. All right, take care, man.
All right, man. All right, Ms. Gabrielle, you want to add to anything? You got 17 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm. I just want to talk a little bit more about this whole social media thing. This is why... I mean, I think this is the reason why these young boys thought it was cute to take pictures. And then even people that didn't take the pictures, there's people that were trying to lay on the floor looking like twisting their body up, posting pictures. I don't know what they were calling the pose.
They were calling it Jada pose.
Okay. Well, they were doing the Jada pose like it was cute, like they were trying to do the 2014 version of planking.
Mm-hmm.
That made me mad. And then on top of that, I think that parents need to be more mindful of what their children are posting online because these kids these days are something else. Like, I don't understand why parents don't pay attention to what their kids are posting online because there will be no way that if I was in high school, I would be sitting there recording myself having sex with somebody and then... I mean, not related to this case, but there's kids recording themselves having sex with somebody. They got their friend recording it, and they post it online. Little girls and boys rubbing and touching all on each other, kissing all on each other, and posting online for likes. It's sad. And at the end of the day, what are they really getting out of it?
Nothing.
Some attention.
They're not getting nothing at all. Nothing. That's crazy to me how they just sit up there and just degrade themselves and don't realize really what they're doing, you know, in their life and how that can come right back to haunt them later when they out of that stage and just trying to be serious in their life and take care of things. It's just sad. And once it's on the internet, you can't get it back.
Nope.
No matter who try to censor it, you cannot get it back. So, I mean, that's why, you know, when it comes to, like I said, you know, my children, I look at these stories, I learn from them, and I say, okay, this is what I need to implement to prevent, you know, this sort of thing from happening, you know, to my child. And, you know, male or female, because I wouldn't want my son getting caught up, you know, because like I said, you know, earlier, some of these little girls are something else. They were some old fast gals, some of them. Mm-hmm. And they'll try to get your son caught up on something, you know, or you know, trying to get your son, you know, get him pregnant and all this other stuff, you know, with some of these females that today, just so they can get on some assistance. I mean, so, yeah, you got to protect your sons just as much as you got to protect your daughters.
Exactly. Because these little girls will sit there and mess up your child's future. Like, I saw, I mean, I know it's silly, but I saw, I think it was an episode of Maury where this woman was, I think she was 19, having sex with a 14-year-old boy, and the reason why she did it was, and thank God he was not the father of the child, but she was doing it because she saw that he had a bright future, and she was like, all right, if I get a baby by him, that means that I'm going to be set up for life because I'll have, you know, he's gonna go to college and make some money, and I'll, for the next 18 years, he'll be able to take care of me. And that's sad and disgusting, all these hood rats. And then that goes back to what the caller was saying about how we need to cut some of these social programs, because it's created this whole generation of just childish adults.
Mm-hmm.
Raising, doing a horrible job at raising their children. You look, all you gotta do is go on WorldStar and you can see little babies cussing, babies twerking, babies smoking blunts, and people putting beer in the baby bottles. I blame this all on the whole welfare system. I mean, welfare couldn't be good for people that need it, but it's torn our community apart. 50, 60 years ago, we would never have something like this happen.
Well, 50, 60 years ago, you didn't have welfare, you didn't have no-fault divorce, and you didn't have feminism either.
Mm-hmm.
50, 60 years ago, that's why our families was much more intact. And trust me, if you'd have tried to rape somebody back in the day, you know, you lucky the police get to you. You lucky. You hope the police get to you. Because some girl daddy about to go kill you. That's just straight how it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you pray, you know, you want to live, you better turn yourself in. That's just how it was. Because most people say raping is a punk move. It's like, it's stupid, especially in this day and time. Why would you rape any chick in the Facebook generation? These chicks are thirsty online, begging for attention.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I don't get how a guy can't get a chick in this day and time.
It's not hard.
And the thing is, you know, you have to be the best looking guy in the world either. You really don't.
All you got to do is give them 5 minutes of attention. Them girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, so, it's like the time we live in. I said, man, back when I was growing up, you actually had to work to get a chick. You had to actually get her number. You actually had to, you know, find a way to keep her engaged, talk to her, all this other stuff. Now, you can chat with this chick all day, all night over social media if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Trip out about that, you know, how it is today versus, you know, back in the day.
And then going back to the fact, one of the callers was talking about the music. I think they censored that Rick Ross song when he was talking about putting Molly in the girl's drink and he raped her. But that goes to show you that our culture, I mean, they wouldn't have allowed him to make that song if that was not something that is socially acceptable. And in our culture, putting drugs in girls' drinks has been glorified and glamorized, and they make it seem like it's cool. Like there's so many songs that I've heard about talking about, well, we got these girls on the mollies and they going crazy, and you know, we giving them drinks and they're doing all this stuff. It's sad and disgusting that men feel like that's what they have to do, that they have to sit there and get a girl drunk or have them high on all kind of crazy drugs that can kill them just so they can get something from them.
Yeah. I mean, it just really shows how lame you are. If you got to get a chick drunk to fool with her, like, man, it's like you are sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, I don't get it. I just don't get it. You can't get me to explain these young cats today. Not at all. But we got about winding down to 10 minutes left in the show. Anything you want to add, Ms. Gabriella? You know, let people know what's up or any points you want to make in the last 10 minutes?
One thing I do want to bring up is that I don't want people to keep saying, oh, well, she is what one person was saying, that, oh, well, you shouldn't, the guy is innocent until proven guilty. I'm sorry. In this case, it's not like this whole thing went down, there was no videos and no pictures, and, you know, like it was back in the day before we, like even 10 years ago before we had the cell phones with videos and, you know, with internet capability.
Mm-hmm.
If it was in that day and time where he raped her and he walked away and kept his mouth shut, and then she's on the news talking about this, then maybe it would be easier for us to say, oh, well, you know, he didn't do it, or she's making it up. But the fact that he was sitting there doing basically incriminating himself and trying to make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
There's no way that I'm going to sit there and side with him and say that he didn't do it and that it's her fault. I can't condone that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be no part of that. I would want it, but then they get mad. That was funny. That was so funny to me. How they get mad when you repost what they said, you know, on a YouTube video. Well, now a Worldstar video, and they want to get mad about it. You know, say, wait a minute. You know, y'all the one was joining that party. Why are you mad because other people see your Twitter page now? You know, I mean, it's – and so, and look, the other guy supposedly that was involved with them, that guy haven't said a word about nothing. I paid attention to it. He ain't said a word. But that other one, talking. I said, see that other one? It's the main ones that's going, when he get in there with them detectives, he's going to start telling it was him, him. They, you know, I can look at him and tell. So it's just, I don't know. It's sad. It's a sad society we live in, everybody. It's very, very sad. But this week also, if you don't see many videos from me this week, it's because, like I stated earlier, I got to be at the hospital with my wife. We're having our baby. So, you know, that's that. No, I'm not posting pictures online of my daughter because I have way too many enemies for that. So, sorry, you know. Ms. Gabrielle, you got anything you want to add about, you know, let everybody know where to find you at and everything?
All right, you can find me on YouTube. Actually, I'm going to be posting a couple of videos tomorrow. Mainly about the new dental procedure that I did. I got a lot of questions. I found a more affordable option for those of you who can't afford very expensive cosmetic dental surgery. I got a procedure done that cost a couple $1,000s less. So I wanted to share that with everybody because I know times are tight and not everybody can afford to go out and drop half a mortgage payment on their teeth. So you can check that out on YouTube. It's youtube.com/user/GIGIAYUMU. And I don't upload very often, but, you know, I try to get videos out there as often as I can. And I would appreciate it if you subscribe and check out my video.
All right. So, like I said, I want to thank everybody for joining the show tonight and leaving their thoughts and, you know, engaging the topic. And, you know, normally at this time period, I would say I'm going to put out videos, but I'm sorry, I was very, very tired today. I was lucky to even do this radio show, to be honest with you, but I don't know if I may sit up tonight and work on some videos, or I may get up early in the morning. I'll see how I feel, but I will get some videos out tomorrow. I'm going to try to get a bunch of them done tomorrow. That way it should tie everybody over for the week. Those of you who are watching the So Disrespectful YouTube comments and the Ratchet Video Weekly videos, I'm definitely trying to get them out tomorrow as well as some news reports that I've been working on. But, you know, like I said, raping chicks is foul. I think it's stupid, especially in this day and time, how thirsty these females are for attention and thirsty for a guy. I think that's the most lame thing you could do, is to drug somebody or make them drunk or whatever. You know, somebody needs to really, you know, beat you down with a bullwhip for doing that kind of stuff. That's kind of how I feel about it. Like from back in the day, I mean, because it's just uncalled for to rape somebody. Because understand something. You may be the type of dude that don't care. I mean, say the chick's a thot or whatever. But, you know, you don't think about that stuff until you get a daughter one day. And, you know, the way the world works is, you know, karma will catch up to you one way or another. And you may be on social media today cheering on a guy about a rape, but then what if your daughter gets raped? Are you going to be there cheering with them and laughing and think it's funny to watch your daughter's pictures being passed around all over the internet? You know, like I said, you can't get mad once it happened to you if you were participating in it. So that's the last thing you want to do, is participate in the shaming of anybody, whether it's that or it's shaming somebody about their weight or their looks or whatever. Because, like I said, you could have a child, and those, whatever the thing that you teasing somebody about could turn right back on you. I've seen it too many times, you know, growing up and everything, and just seeing life. And that's why I kind of stay away from saying certain things about, you know, people, or why I don't go in on people certain ways, because, you know, none of us really got room to talk. You get what I'm saying? So, I mean, we all got room for improvement, and I'm definitely not going to mock somebody who went through a traumatic experience. I mean, that's just not something that we should do. Just as a human being and just having some sort of level of common sense. And, you know, common sense isn't very common today. It's really not at all. I mean, because a lot of people don't have it. But, you know, if you're not on the Facebook fan page, join me. It's facebook.com/theadvicedshow. For those of you on Twitter, twitter.com/theadvicedshow. If you're on Instagram, it's instagram.com/theadvicedshowmedia. You can always email me at theadvicedshow@gmail.com. Make sure you check out the YouTube channel, The Advice Show TV. We do a lot of news reporting there. And every once in a while, I may switch it up. Because I know when I posted that video with that dude, what's that dude's song, the Labyrinth Zone song, I just threw people off when I did that. But I thought that song was so bad that it was good. So I put it on there just to kind of switch it up on the town a little bit. Gabrielle, did you check that video out?
No, not yet.
That dude crazy. It's that bad, but I thought it was funny. So, you know, because sometimes all that raping, pillaging, child abuse, locking kids up in the car, all the other stuff, sometimes it can get very, you know, tiring.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to switch it up a little bit. And like I say, you can check out the Ratchet Video Weekly channel. We're just having fun over there. We're laughing, joking. And then you can check out the other channel, Advice Show Media. So I don't know when the next time I'm going to post a radio show. But like I said, I'm going to be on baby duty. I'm going to make sure everything is set up right with the baby. You know, I gotta get my spoiling time in with my new baby and everything. So, you know, I don't know if it's going to be a show next week or the week after. I don't know, but I'll let everybody know, you know, when I can. Because, you know, I got to sit up there and start changing diapers again. Oh, joy. Yeah, I know. I'm so happy about that one, in the diapers. But, no, I mean, I can't wait till she get here. Like I said, I've been waiting all this time. So, anyway, appreciate everybody for watching, and have a good night.